Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And once again, it is indeed a blessed privilege to visit with you on the program. The Lord our God is a God who's at hand, and He tends to those who are in His family as though there were no others. He is able to provide for every need of every child in His family and in every situation. You know, the child that has to go out into the dark, and that's one thing I have a lot of experience on, having grown up on a farm. There were times when I had to go gather the cows in the early morning, and they would be off. I would take my flashlight and try to find them, and had, of course, my dog Frisk would travel with me. And sometimes he would run around ahead of me, but still, it's still not a pleasant thing to have to be alone like that in the dark. I started out milking cows at the age of 7. And having to walk home from the dairy farm up to our house. And sometimes things just certainly were frightening me. And then as time went on, had my sisters to plan an ambush that night, one night in the morning. Scared me really badly. But of course, knowing how little boys are, we were able to even the score on that matter. Nonetheless, it is very difficult to feel alone and as though there is no hope in the dark. Now, some may find themselves feeling as though God does not care, but I want to share something with you on this portion of our program. The Lord says in 1 Timothy 5:8, "But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel." Now, he is talking about the physical needs and the spiritual needs that the earthly father, the earthly husband, is to provide, and the pastor, earthly pastors, to provide for those concerning the work of the Lord. Now, if the Lord places this kind of responsibility and expectation upon an earthly man, upon a man, just think what he places upon himself. He will take care of his own. He is not going to deny us our need, and we may need encouragement. He'll provide that. Go to Him. Call out to Him. He will provide for you. Now, He will give to us that strength. He doesn't take away, sometimes He does take away the pain. As I just heard, a way that the Lord provides. And it is such a way that only the Lord does provide. When we think of this, the fact, the Lord is my shepherd. He takes care of the sheep. Now, the sheep can be provided for with enough wool to make it through the cold winter, or our God is able to turn away the cold winter, or our God is able to give the strength to bear with the coldness of the winter. There is never a situation where He cannot meet the need of the sheep, or He can provide shelter for the sheep. That's our God. The Lord will provide for what we need. Sometimes there is fear. Do you need the assurance and the comfort of knowing the Lord is near? Sometimes there is doubt. Do you know that the Lord will never cast you out? Sometimes there is turmoil and pain and agitation. Do you not know that the Lord is the faithful God and He will safely carry you through? He is the faithful God, even to you, as though there were no other children of His in need at this hour. Our Heavenly Father, we ask for the blessings of the Lord upon Thy people today. Use this message to strengthen many and to encourage us to keep on keeping on, looking unto Jesus, knowing that He'll not abandon us for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let's continue now in the book of Exodus. chapter 35, we've looked at the offering that was to be given, how the people were to be willing to be wise-hearted in their giving, and they gave generously. And now let's look at the congregation. Exodus 35:20. And all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses, and they came every one whose heart stirred him up, and every one whom his spirit made willing, and they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all his service, and for the holy garments. Now they have knowledge of how they're going to use this material that the Lord has given to them the privilege to give. They are to make for the holy garments, and they came both men and women. Verse 22 again, as many as were willing-hearted. That's very important in the Lord's service. You know, there are so many who grumble and gripe and complain when the Lord lays it on the heart of others to do a work. When you are standing around them amongst those who are doing God's work and you complain that it's going to require a bit of extra effort on your part, who likes to be around the griper, the murmurer, and the complainer? It does not bring joy to hear people continually complaining. I heard the story about a preacher. Every Monday morning, he went down to the, standing on a bridge, I think it said something like this, to look at a train that would, you know, sometimes men will, in coupling boxcars, they will release a train boxcar. It'll roll down the track and be coupled to the next group, and then they'll release another. It comes rolling down the track by itself. And this preacher went each Monday morning to look at this procedure and walked away refreshed. Someone asked him, why did he do that? He said, it's such a delight to see something move on its own without having to be pushed and dragged along. And there are many times people in a congregation, and they have to be pushed and dragged along and pleaded with to do a work for the Lord. God would have us to be willing. These were willing-hearted to give of their substance to the Lord. There is also the illustration. What's the difference between the honeycomb and the flint? The honeycomb drips with honey. The flint, you have to strike it to get something, to get a spark from it. And there are flints and there are honeycombs. There are people who willingly give of their substance for the Lord's service, and then there are others who have to be struck. Now, you don't know the depths to which the one who is like the flint is that gives. You don't know what they can give because you can't see. But the honeycomb, it drips, it flows. There is enough. Be that kind of Christian. Ask yourself, what kind of Christian are you? Being willing to give and of a willing heart. And verse 22 of Exodus 35, they brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets, all jewels of gold, and every man that offered an offering of gold unto the Lord. So they didn't give everything over to, and not everyone who had given to the golden calf died. And they didn't give everything that they had to the golden calf, but they gave to the Lord. They had something to give to the Lord. And every man with whom was found blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair and red skin of rams and badger skins brought them. Notice, everybody didn't have the same thing to give, but everybody had something to give. You can't give what the next person give. You may not be able to give, but you can give what you have, and you can give of what you have for the Lord's work. God has given to you what he wants you to be in charge of for giving to him. You can make up the small part that will go toward the completed product, the complete project. The ones who can give a larger portion are to give a larger portion for the complete project. And everyone that did offer an offering of silver and brass brought the Lord's offering, and every man with whom was found the shittim wood, for every acacia wood is what it is, of any work of service brought it. So some brought the material from goat's hair to linen to purple to gold and to silver and to brass and wood. All of this was going toward the construction of the tabernacle, the furniture, and the covering. Verse 25, and all the women that were wise-hearted did spin with their hands and brought that which they had spun, both of blue and of purple and of scarlet and of the fine linen. And all the women whose hearts stirred them up in wisdom spun goat's hair. Now notice there are two groups here. Those who were wise-hearted and did spin with their hands. And then there's another group, those who are wise-hearted, and they can spin and they can do more elaborate work. The work was one. The people were one. They were brought together by God for the purpose of building and doing God's work. Now, suppose they were grumbling and murmuring and griping and complaining, and they were backbiting, and they had been talebearers. Do you suppose this work would have gone on? Look around your church. How far is the work going? How much work is being done? Now, most of the work is being done by the fewest of the people, the least of the people. And the ones who do nothing, instead of using their energy to help, they're using their energy, they're using their mindset to complain and to gripe about that which is being done. Now, I have heard the story of how that you hear people talking about, you know, on Saturday night, they had so much energy left that they had to go to town and to unwind. But the people who worked on the farm real hard, when Saturday night came, it was time to go to bed. They were rested. They needed to rest and get ready for the Lord's Day. And here you find that those who are not using their energy aright, it becomes like spoiled manna. Instead of using it for each day's journey, they're hoarding it up, storing it up. It's breeding and breeding worms, and it's stinking, sending forth a stench. That's how the scripture said it bred worms and stank. That's what the use of this manna, whenever they didn't use it for that day's journey, or they tried to use it in a way that God didn't intend for it to be used. When people do not use their talents, their gifts, their time for the Lord, it's going to be used in a wrong way. And these, at this point, are using their talents, their time, their energy for a good purpose. And the work of God is going to go forward. If you look around and you see in your congregation, your local church, where the work of God is being held back, you can look and see pretty close to it some people who are not willing to do their part. They will confess to be a part of it, but they're using their energies to hold back the work of God. I pray that you're not like that. I pray that you're concerned about God's work. Heavenly Father, we do ask for thy blessings upon today's message. We plead the blood of Christ. Hear from heaven and send revival into our midst, Lord, that we'll see ourselves as thou seest us and that we'll forsake our sinful ways for Jesus' sake. Amen.